Hello once again, David Moore with Equity Advantage, and I'm pleased to state that I've got Mr. Bob Nelson of PacWest Real Estate here with me once again.
Thank you.
Thank you. And where we left off was, you know, Bob was talking about characteristics of properties, and in today's market, things are getting a little frothy.
Yes, they
things are getting a little priced high, tighter transactions, and we sort of left off talking about timing deals. And I wanted to state that, you know, we can buy a property the same day the relinquished property goes away. We can do a reverse exchange if you need to. But, you know, just because reverses are there, we've been doing them for more than 26 years now.
Okay.
It's something that's there. It's a proven process. We've got safe harbors provided by the government. I still, if we can avoid a reverse, I encourage my clients to do that.
Yeah.
So with that said, when you're looking for these transactions, what characteristics do you look for in a property? How do you say, hey, this is the thing I want, start working for it,
right.
and you're committing to it. Correct me if I'm wrong, you're trying to get commitment to work towards the acquisition before anything's ever sold.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you don't do that, you're wasting the most valuable thing of the exchange. That's the time period that's allowed to go out, seek out the property that would be the replacement property or properties. You can certainly acquire more than one.
And let me interrupt you.
Sure.
So if we're talking about like a rental house, single family rental house, it's probably no big deal. But
right.
when we're talking about
an
commercial properties,
office building,
and you've got to use your CCIM skills, that CI
right.
101 comes back in, right?
Yeah.
All that work that you took to get that stuff, you've got to employ that to really justify. We're not talking paint colors. We're talking about quantifying numbers.
And not just the numbers. It's the benefits that the property would produce for you. Why am I acquiring a property for its ability to deliver future benefits? And the benefits of, and I deal with income property. I don't like land. I don't like development. I like to deal with passive investment income. That's the thing the majority of the people are after. That allows them to retire whenever they feel like they would like to retire, not when the boss tells them you got a year out to pasture. So ultimately, if I can allow the individual to start thinking in terms of a property producing cash flow, a certain amount of cash flow, if we're dealing with tax shelter items, depreciation, interest expense. There's some of the items that got touched on a bit in the new Tax Reform Act. Also, principal reduction, we measure that. If a tenant is paying 12 monthly rent payments, I'm going to use a portion of it to pay down the mortgage loan. So it's like the tenant is paying off the loan for me. That's a benefit of ownership. And then certainly the appreciation and value, the fact that it will go up in value. If I can identify through you which of those benefits would be most important, and I'm talking in the next 5 years, which of those benefits would be most important? If you can quantify that, then I have the capacity to go out and look for property that would produce those specific series of benefits. They're not all equal. They're not all the same. Even the property that would be two properties identical, but financed with different financing, produce different benefits. So if I can identify the benefits, then I have the capacity to go to the market, find property that most fit those criteria, and ask you, please consider this. Allow you to make the final selection, but knowing that it's going to produce the thing that you're after. It's not potluck. It's not by accident that this, well, I guess it could be by accident, but oh my gosh, not in a 45-day period. So if we can deal with things along those lines, then it becomes very easy to go out and start to select in a 2-week period of time, which is starting with the sale of the property that you're going to be exchanging forward. Is starting with that sale in the 45-day period, it's fairly easy to say, hey, this is the best stuff that's out there and available right now. Now, if a better one comes along 2 years from now, that's the breaks of the game. But we have this brief window of opportunity. You have to select from what's there. And if I'm a good broker, I can access inventory that you would never see. And I'll be bringing in things for your review that maybe aren't even on the market. But I know through other brokers that this is a very doable transaction. And my objective is to get you in the best possible position when we start making offers, which will occur at the end of the second week. And if everything works well, we're getting pretty close to being able to close the transaction at the end of the sixth week, which is the end of the 45-day period of time. But again, I'm going to ask you to look at more than just one, because things can happen. And we may have to go to skip this one, immediately go to this one. But it's not a mistake, it's not an accident, but it would be if we didn't do this type of planning. I like to do that type of exchange engineering, call it. In fact, I insist on it if we're to work together.
Well, it sounds like it takes a lot of work to qualify the properties, qualify your buyer, and I joke that you remember Ron Stash.
Oh, yeah.
And Ron always used to be famous in my mind for ruining my investments, because I'd go buy something and his whole deal was, you know, what am I going to make? How am I going to make it? When am I going to make it?
Exactly.
You have that plan to, you know, be realized. And we go through and do it. And my brother Tom and I had, you know, a lot of properties together. And we'd go through that process, do the thing. And then Ron would come in and say, well, gee, when are you going to sell that? And I go, well, what do you mean, when am I going to sell it? And sell meaning exchange, by the way.
Right.
But, you know, we were flipping properties in, you know, in 1990. And, you know, we weren't bright enough to have a TV show at the time. So, but, you know, the funny thing was, you know, he'd come in and torpedo the deal. He says, look, you've got too much equity, because the thing had changed in value,
right.
Even though we were happy, we had great tenancy, he just ruined the investment for us,
right.
And we had a choice. We had to either cash out, refi, or do what? A 1031 exchange.
So in the process, if he'd been leading you through from the beginning, he would have eliminated some of the things that you would have done, and that's what we're really after now. You're the best at exactly what you do. And with that type of knowledge, this is an exchange facilitator, one of the five requirements of a tax-deferred exchange. And if you're dealing with somebody that just happened to be, what, an escrow company of some sort, you're not going to have that type of talent. So it's important.
You.
Oh, absolutely. And I meant every word of that. It's critical. It's absolutely critical.
Checks in the mail, Bob.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. And I hope you found it helpful. And once again, David Moore with Bob Nelson, PacWest Real Estate. And thank you for joining us. Hello, once again, David Moore with Equity Advantage, and I'm pleased to state that I've got Mr. Bob Nelson of PacWest Real Estate here with me once again.
Thank you.
Thank you. And where we left off was, you know, Bob was talking about characteristics of properties, and in today's market, things are getting a little frothy.
Yes, they
things are getting a little priced high, tighter transactions, and we sort of left off talking about timing deals. And I wanted to state that, you know, we can buy a property the same day the relinquished property goes away. We can do a reverse exchange if you need to. But, you know, just because reverses are there, we've been doing them for more than 26 years now.
Okay.
It's something that's there. It's a proven process. We've got safe harbors provided by the government. I still, if we can avoid a reverse, I encourage my clients to do that.
Yeah.
So with that said, when you're looking for these transactions, what characteristics do you look for in a property? How do you say, hey, this is the thing I want, start working for it,
right.
and you're committing to it? Correct me if I'm wrong, you're trying to get commitment to work towards the acquisition before anything's ever sold.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you don't do that, you're wasting the most valuable thing of the exchange. That's the time period that's allowed to go out, seek out the property that would be the replacement property or properties. You can certainly acquire more than one.
And let me interrupt you.
Sure.
So if we're talking about like a rental house, single family rental house, it's probably no big deal. But
right.
when we're talking about
an
commercial properties,
office building,
you've got to use your CCIM skills, that CI 101 comes back in, right? All that work that you took to get that stuff, you've got to employ that to really justify. We're not talking paint colors. We're talking about quantifying numbers.
And not just the numbers. It's the benefits that the property would produce for you. Why am I acquiring a property? For its ability to deliver future benefits. And the benefits of, and I deal with income property. I don't like land. I don't like development. I like to deal with passive investment income. That's the thing the majority of the people are after. That allows them to retire whenever they feel like they would like to retire, not when the boss tells them you got to get out to pasture. So ultimately, if I can allow the individual to start thinking in terms of a property producing cash flow, a certain amount of cash flow, if we're dealing with tax shelter items, depreciation, interest expense. There's some of the items that got touched on a bit in the new Tax Reform Act. Also, principal reduction, we measure that. If a tenant is paying 12 monthly rent payments, I'm going to use a portion of it to pay down the mortgage loan. So it's like the tenant is paying off the loan for me. That's a benefit of ownership. And then certainly the appreciation and value, the fact that it will go up in value. If I can identify through you which of those benefits would be most important, and I'm talking in the next 5 years, which of those benefits would be most important, if you can quantify that, then I have the capacity to go out and look for property that would produce those specific series of benefits. They're not all equal. They're not all the same. Even the property that would be two properties identical, but financed with different financing, produce different benefits. So if I can identify the benefits, then I have the capacity to go to the market, find property that most fit those criteria, and ask you, please consider this. Allow you to make the final selection, but knowing that it's going to produce the thing that you're after. It's not potluck. It's not by accident that this, well, I guess it could be by accident, but oh my gosh, not in a 45-day period. So if we can deal with things along those lines, then it becomes very easy to go out and start to select in a 2-week period of time, which is starting with the sale of the property that you're going to be exchanging forward. Is starting with that sale in the 45-day period, it's fairly easy to say, hey, this is the best stuff that's out there and available right now. Now, if a better one comes along 2 years from now, that's the breaks of the game. But we have this brief window of opportunity. You have to select from what's there. And if I'm a good broker, I can access inventory that you would never see. And I'll be bringing in things for your review that maybe aren't even on the market. But I know through other brokers that this is a very doable transaction. And my objective is to get you in the best possible position when we start making offers, which will occur at the end of the second week. And if everything works well, we're getting pretty close to being able to close the transaction at the end of the sixth week, which is the end of the 45-day period of time. But again, I'm going to ask you to look at more than just one, because things can happen. And we may have to go to skip this one, immediately go to this one. But it's not a mistake. It's not an accident. But it would be if we didn't do this type of planning. I like to do that type of exchange engineering, call it. In fact, I insist on it if we're to work together.
Well, it sounds like it takes a lot of work to qualify the properties, qualify your buyer. And I joke that you remember Ron Stash.
Oh, yeah,
and Ron always used to be famous in my mind for ruining my investments, because I'd go buy something and his whole deal was, you know, what am I going to make? How am I going to make it? When am I going to make it? You
exactly.
have that plan to, you know, be realized, and we go through it and do it. And my brother Tom and I had, you know, a lot of properties together, and we'd go through that process, do the thing. And then Ron would come in and say, well, gee, when are you going to sell that? And I go, well, what do you mean? When am I going to sell it? And sell meaning exchange, by the
way. Right.
But, you know, we were flipping properties in, you know, in 1990, and, you know, we weren't bright enough to have a TV show at the time. So, but, you know, the funny thing was, you know, he'd come in and torpedo the deal. He says, look, you've got too much equity, because the thing had changed in value.
Right.
Even though we were happy, we had great tenancy, he just ruined the investment for us.
Right.
And we had a choice. We had to either cash out, refi, or do what? A 1031 exchange.
So in the process, if he'd been leading you through from the beginning, he would have eliminated some of the things that you would have done. And that's what we're really after now. You're the best at exactly what you do. And with that type of knowledge, this is an exchange facilitator, one of the 5 requirements of a tax-deferred exchange. And if you're dealing with somebody that just happened to be, what, an escrow company of some sort, you're not going to have that type of talent. So it's important.
You.
Oh, absolutely. And I meant every word of that. It's critical. It's absolutely critical.
Checks in the mail, Bob.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, and I hope you found it helpful. And once again, David Moore with Bob Nelson, PacWest Real Estate, and thank you for joining us.